Hey everyone, welcome to the Sports in the Mitten podcast powered by Mr. Spots in Ann Arbor. I'm your host, Adam Biggers, Michigan and Michigan State beat writer for FanRag Sports. And we're going to discuss the Wolverines 36-14 win over Cincinnati today. Pretty underwhelming, actually. It appeared those two quick touchdowns, it appeared that Michigan was on its way. I really thought this was going to be a blowout. I know that we all talked about it. Shawn Michael. Hey, Sean, hope you're doing safe down there. Everybody, if you're in Florida or in the path of Irma, you know, definitely be safe. My thoughts are with you guys. Sean, a follower, a reader, a watcher, and Jupiter, actually. And a guy that I used to coach with at Atherton High School, Steve Salovic. Steve, if you're watching, I hope you guys are safe, too. So, but yeah, back to this football game. And like I said, underwhelming victory, I think, for the Wolverines. I know, I mean, a win's a win. It's week two. There are a couple concerns. I did ask Jim Harbaugh about the right side of the line. I feel like Mike Onwenu and Nolan Aluzio, they definitely have potential. Otherwise, they wouldn't be starting. I think Mike was always a lock for right guard. My surprise was with Nolan. So that with Nolan beating out Juwan Bushelbeattie and John Runyon Jr., to me that says that If he's got to, at least he's better than they are right now. And if he isn't heads and shoulders better than they are right now, he will be very soon. That's the way I look at it. I think that with Nolan, it is a work in progress, but he's a guy who's, you know, you put in the investment of time and reps, it's going to pay dividends. So for some reason, I'm having a funky time with my internet again. So I might have to get up close, guys, hold on. Here it goes. It's been spotty the past couple days because I don't want to have to get up close to read all the comments. So, okay, I'm going to start with the comments, guys. Sean says he's surviving. Not bad yet. Well, hope you're safe, Sean. I know we talk on Twitter all the time, man, so I hope everything goes well. Four Masterfuls, what's up, man? He says that game was very tough to watch. It was. KB says, let's talk about Spate. We will. It's almost 9 o'clock. On a Saturday night, I want to try to limit this show as much as I can because Thomas and I will do a two-man episode tomorrow night. So I'll get through these questions, though. Spaniard Prince says, Mike Onwenu needs to drop 20 more pounds. Jeremy Turner, thoughts on the offense and Wilton. Shawn Michael says, this is one of those games after last week's games you expected a letdown. I wouldn't just put too much stock in it. I'm going to start with Shawn Michael's comment because I wrote a column on FanRag Sports. Follow us on Twitter at FanRag_U, at FanRag Sports and FanRagSports.com. I wrote a preview column on Cincinnati, and Sean, I addressed that point because I thought that it had to be the opposite for Michigan's underclassmen. It really did, because you go out, you get this emotional win at AT&T Stadium, SEC opponent, you know, it's the Florida Gators, some of the players know each other. You know, there were a lot of connections. It was a big game. And I thought that they did well. Neutral site, I thought that they did well. This game, I don't know how many out there, let me know if you did expect a letdown. I mean, I guess it is one where it could happen. But at the same time, I remember asking Donovan Peoples-Jones about it during availability. And he said that they approached, you know, every game as they should. So it's, to me, maybe, I don't know if it's just they didn't get up enough for it or if Cincinnati was just better than what we thought. I mean, Hayden Moore didn't look that bad when he had time. I'll go through the stats and everything too, guys. Let me go through these stats really quick just to give everybody an idea. Starting with Cincinnati, Hayden Moore was 15 of 40, not good for 130 yards and a touchdown and two interceptions, but that is kind of deceiving. I don't think that he was that bad given the circumstances. He kept Cincinnati in that game for a little bit. Mike Boone, the running back, 12 carries for 44 yards and a touchdown. Boone was pretty good. Jared Doakes, 6 carries for 25 yards with a long of 15. He was good. Mike Boone was good as a receiver, 5 catches for 28 yards. Khalil Lewis also with that touchdown, 4 catches for 29 yards. Devin Gray, 3 catches for 41 yards. And Doakes had one for 25. So, and real quick with Michigan stats, I'm sure everybody out here watched it, and I will get to the comments, guys. Spate, 17 of 29 for 221 and 2 touchdowns. no interceptions. Ty Isaac, we could talk about Ty Isaac as well. 20 carries for a career high, 133 yards. Ty, I thought, was a machine today. And when we're talking about running backs, Kareem Walker's injured. We spotted him on the sideline. My cameraman, actually, Jared Jansen at JJ Sports Video 15. So go check him out. Jared spotted him. Kareem was in sweatpants. So it's a medical issue, guys. Like I said, don't just because if he's not out on the field right now, I feel like everybody wants to start getting that transfer rumor started. Let's get the transfer train going. That's not the case. It's a medical issue. Right now, it was why he didn't play and why he's not dressing, because he is not 100% healthy. Anyway, I thought, hey, DPJ and that jet sweep for 44 yards, that looked good. But Donovan, we could talk about Donovan, Grant over Donovan as well. So, Kakoa, 4 catches for 83 yards and a touchdown. Grant Perry was pretty big, 4 for 66 and a touchdown. So, you guys can look up the box score. I just wanted to go over some main stats. I'm going to get back into this chat. And Adam J. Prolacki says, this was the first one I saw. Media needs to stop buying into these ridiculous point spreads. Any team can be beat. And that's true, Adam. I don't really look at the point spreads. I did anticipate this was going to be a 56-6 game. No doubt in my mind. And then, like I said, with Michigan and those 2 quick touchdowns, I was like, here we go. And then it just sputtered. Inexplicably. That's the issue with Michigan. I don't think that it's there. You know it's there. Defensively, it's there. Right side of the offensive line needs some work. Wilton Spate still needs some work. He needs to get more comfortable with Kakoa. I think that today was a game in which they did that a little bit. Jeremy Turner, thoughts on the offense and Wilton? I mean, I thought the run game, again, was great. And we've discussed this a lot. Is it going to be by committee? You know, who's 1, 2, 3? I think, yes, in a sense, it will be by committee because Chris and Karan got carries. But whoever has a hot hand, and I mean, Ty Isaac has a hot hand right now. So, you know, Chris was tabbed as the number one running back Big Ten Media Days. Harbaugh maintained that all throughout camp. Maybe it's 1A, 1B. Or maybe it's because Ty Isaac was coming off a 114-yard game against Florida. So why not? He had 11 carries for 114 yards. I mean, I want to say the first, like, 5 or 6 plays in Michigan ran were all handoffs to Ty. It's just feed him, feed him, feed him. So what do I think of the offense and defense, or the offense and Wilton? They need work. And, you know, we can definitely address that deeper later in the week or even tomorrow. But just to get, for the sake of getting to all these questions, I'll just say it needs work, Jeremy. Right tackle, 4 Masterful says right tackle should be up for grabs. Sean Michaels says State beat 2 MAC teams barely and Sparty wants respect. Sean, Western Michigan is not a bad team. It was 13-1 last year. Has a championship level secondary. Hung around with, who was it? Wisconsin, right? Wasn't it like 26-14 in the Cotton Bowl? Western's a good team. I didn't watch that game. That's a game that Michigan State should win. I'm wondering how Brian Lewerke fared. I'll probably watch the replay of that. But anyway, 4 Masterful. Let's keep it short. There are a lot of games on. All right, I agree, 4 Masterfuls. I'll go through it. Thanks for joining me, guys. I know Ohio State, that game's on. I want to get to watching some games, too. Michael Loreno wants to know, what's up with McDoom? DPJ stole a little thunder today. I mean, I just think DP, the guy who's, like, with running back, whoever's got the hot hand. And Donovan does not have the hot hand right now. Donovan, this punt return stuff, I feel like, is going to become worrisome, and that's why we saw Grant Perry back there. Grant Perry, very sure-handed. He may not have the explosive qualities that Donovan has, but you know that Grant is going to secure the ball. He's waving it down. I mean, Donovan, those punt returns look shaky from him. That's something that he's got to fix. For Masterfuls, I knew Cincy would be tough when the coach knew everything about you, and they have a former player on staff as well. Adam J. Prolacki says, Michigan just wasn't locked in on either side of the ball. I agree with that. R-Word 616, I expected them to dominate. Okay, calling, in my opinion, was a little below average. We should have shoved the ball down their throat. I mean, R-Word, I think that was the intent in the beginning. And it wasn't I don't feel like it was an over cocky or overconfident prediction on my end. A little cocky, 56-6. But a lot of you guys, and I'll get to those predictions tomorrow. Forgive me, I didn't get to them today. And we'll give you you know, the free half chicken or half steak from Mr. Spots, I don't think anybody was dead on, and everybody was 49-6, 48-10, you know, that kind of range. I really, 36-14, to me, it just doesn't do it. If I'm Michigan, I needed more than this. I really did. And the really spotty play. You want this game to be four quarters of where you're really starting. It's week two. You don't have to show everything, but you want to start working on some stuff. And this is a team in which you can work on some stuff. And I think that that's what was happening, like when we saw the handoff, the sweep to Kakoa. I think with DPJ, if you noticed a little bit, there was a time I think that Michigan was trying to play around with some things. At the same time, you have to have full control of the game. And while Michigan probably had 80% of control 80% of the time, this was a game where it has to be 100-100, I think. So in that regard, I was not impressed by Michigan. Arward 616, the play calling. I want to see more tight ends. Shawn Michael, MSU beats Western at home by 2 touchdowns. Great win. Michigan wins by 3 at home. They're overrated. Well, I don't know anyone that's saying that, Sean, but we're looking at, you're acting like this is the same Michigan State that it was. This is Michigan State coming off a horrible season, 3-9. One of Mark D'Antonio's worst. It's the worst at Michigan State since like 1982. So I think it is a good win. Great win? I don't know. I'm not calling it a great win. Michigan wins by 3 touchdowns at home. They're overrated. I don't think they're overrated. I thought that they're underwhelming, if anything. I don't think they're overrated. I'm in on this defense. I'm in on Khalik Hudson. Khalik continues to impress. I know everybody's talking about this defensive line, and they should, and Rashawn flexed the muscle today. Khalik Hudson is just a player, man. Watch the way he covers ground. I was talking to him about that tonight. The interview's on my YouTube channel. Go ahead and like and subscribe. Excuse me. Khalik's exciting to watch. So anyway, Sean, I see what you're trying to do there. Four Masterfuls. Ty and Perry were the biggest bright spots on offense. O-line needs a push, and Spate has to get out of his own head. Here's the thing with Wilton, and he mentioned it tonight. I forgot exactly what word he used, but basically it's like when he's getting flushed out of the pocket, and he said this, sloppy. He said his feet can get sloppy because he was asked about mechanics. And that's something that's pep. It can be corrected. He was asked about, they're minimal fixes, at least in their mind. That's what they're saying. So I know to media and to fans, it may appear different. And internally in the team, you're not going to like convey a message of distress. Like, oh man, we're lost on offense. We don't know. They're small fixes. That's what they're saying. So we'll see. But yeah, I think Wilton, I don't know if it's necessarily has to get out of his own head. Because to me, he's always been pretty level-headed guy and able to deal with pressure. So, he was not bad tonight. He was not good, but he was not bad. And I think, again, I thought we retired the Spate question. He is the only quarterback option at Michigan. Jim Harbaugh even mentioned tonight, not in direct connection to Spate, but he just says that they can move the ball as an offense. And that's with the run game, that's with the pass game. They can move the ball. Wilton's the one that can move the ball for them. Let me see, who else? Shawn Michael says, Detroit Free Press just wrote MSU is a sleeper team to win the Big Ten. That's a stretch for me. For Masterful says, let's focus on MSU when it's time. We both have things to work on. Adam, the O-line needs to play much better, says Craig Ashcraft. I agree. Ballin, is the defense missing a true pass rusher? Ballin 205. No way. What do you mean true pass rushers? Rashawn Gary is a true pass rusher. Rashawn Gary can do everything. Mo Hurst is a great pass rusher. Chase Winovich. Khalik Hudson. And they have guys who can, Devin Bush. They have a lot of guys who, at their position, are very good at pass rushing. Obviously, defensive end pass rush is slightly different than a Viper pass rush, or a Mike or a Will. I think they have plenty of pass rushers. These guys, this defense is so fast and athletic. It really is. That's what's keeping me. I'm not really. If I were a Michigan fan, I wouldn't be panicking right now. I mean, these past 2 weeks haven't been anything where you're like, wow, this is definitely, you know, a top 10 team. I think that the win at Florida or neutral site win against Florida, that helps. I thought that Michigan was ranked a little bit high when the AP Top 25 came out. And not that being number 10 or number 8 was a big difference, but I put Michigan borderline top 10 team if we're just basing, of course, what we've seen. So anyway, Justin Green says Rashawn got pissed off. Yeah, he did. Andrew Pearson Thompson, I think this is a defense where most of the sacks are going to come from linebackers, safeties, wipers this year. They're gonna get theirs. I think everybody's gonna get theirs, and I'm not surprised, but I really thought these first couple games, I thought Rashawn would just go on a tear, and it's not that. I mean, he's being double teamed. I thought Rashawn was good tonight. I mean, he had, I'll read his line. Rashawn had 3 tackles, 2 solos, hit a quarterback hurry. Credited with a quarterback hurry. I mean, he was getting into the backfield. But you know, he's just not getting the sacks. If we want to talk about defense, Tyreek Kittle. I mean, you want to talk about a complete game and he scores a touchdown. Let me just read Tyreek's stats real quick. 9 tackles, 8 solos, a sack, tackle for a loss, interception, his first career interception, his first career touchdown. I mean, that was a hell of a game. For Tyree, I mean, I don't know if you're gonna see. I don't know, honestly. Keep Tyree's game tonight and against Cincinnati in mind, or today in mind, and tell me later. Let's compare. Is there a single player who could have just a single better game than what Tyree did? I think that'd be pretty hard to top. I think Tyree probably set the bar in terms of individual defensive performance. Four masterfuls. Okay, hold on. CJ Mike 1024. It's panic time. Panic time, my man. Did you see Spate today? CJ Mike 1024. I don't think it's panic time. Yeah, I saw Spate. I thought he's got what now? Three 30-yard plus touchdown passes, but he can't throw the deep ball. I know the accuracy, the flash isn't there right now with him. I know. He's not playing what he played like during those first 9 games of 2016. I have no problem with that. But that's where it ends for me. I mean, if there's any discussion, there are no valid points in my mind why you move from Wilton Spate to anybody else other than injury or other than just massive nosedive. Wes Weber. Oh, and Wes Weber. Look on my Twitter timeline, guys. Wes Weber just hooked it up with the breaking down the stats. Those were incredible, Wes. I'm going to start you. Wes, do you want to be the official stat man of the podcast? How's that? If you copy and paste those in here, I'll read them. And Wes says, Rashawn was single-teamed a lot today. Reason he's not showing up on stat line is opponent offense equals quick slants or quick bubble screens. And that, too. I mean, I think it's designed to where Hayden Moore, Cincinnati and Hayden Moore, the quarterback, knew of, like, okay, Michigan's defensive line is going to get back there quick. You're not going to really have any time. So that's a valid point. Carlos Gilliam says, did you see O'Korn last year versus Indiana? I did. He wasn't great, but they won. CJ Mike, what happened to our play calling? I mean, we used to throw brilliant screens and the play action to Jake Butt on the drag route. I mean, it's different play calling with Pat, but I mean, it's 2 games as well. I don't think we've seen all the offense. The offense looked clunky today. That's really the only way I can say it. Those 2 touchdown drives, the offense looked really good. The rest of the game just looked clunky. What's the biggest hole in Michigan's offense as of now? Justin Green wants to know. I gotta say, I mean, the right side to me is the biggest liability. I would say right now, right side. And if Wilton Spate doesn't reach the level that he needs to as well. He can't, Wilton Spate can't play like he's played these past 2 weeks and Michigan expect to really do anything. He's got to elevate that level back to at least what he was last year, and he's not even that yet. So, Wes Weber, Baumgartner says Kareem was hurt today. Is that confirmed? Yes, I tweeted earlier too. Kareem was in sweats. I've heard a couple different things on injury, so I don't want to specifically say what type of injury it is, because I've heard two different things. I'm leaning toward one, but once I can confirm that, I'll say it. But yes, he's injured. And again, I mentioned that at the top of the show. You know, if he doesn't play, this Twitter transfer train stuff, man, it's instantaneous. Instantaneous. I mean, Chris Evans didn't get carries for a little bit today, and people were tweeting, is Chris Evans hurt? What's wrong with Chris? Ty Isaac's coming off a career high. I mean, why not? Maybe Ty Isaac just had a really great week of practice. They rewarded him. That's the way I look at it. Like I said, whoa, the first five or six plays were all handoffs to Ty. CJ Mike says, I'm glad to see Ty taking control of the running back spot. He ran like a monster today. You think he gets the start from now on? I mean, it's hard. It would be hard for me to not have him start. Yeah, I mean, absolutely. Number one right now in terms of what we've seen so far, number one running back is Ty Isaac. There's no question about that. For Masterfuls, we need to use our tight ends more. Gentry and Wheats look like real weapons. And how about that pass from Wilton to Zach Gentry? What was that, like 36 yards? That was a nice pass. That's what you can get, guys. Look at that stuff. I know everybody wants to focus on what he's not doing right now, but focus on what he is doing. He threw some pretty balls tonight, or today. I keep saying tonight. Carlos Gilliam, Wilton is the guy, no question. People need to relax. He will get used to new wide receivers, passing coordinator, relax. I mean, Carlos, that's the approach that I'm taking as well. Craig Ashcraft says, run the ball more and take the ball out of Spate's hands. Classic Bo. And Craig, I had those thoughts too today. Rely on the run. Ease the pass back in. I agree about that. Jake Vandermeer, did I already talk about Kareem? Yeah, but I'll go over again with you, Jake. He was injured. He's not, you know, like I said, the Twitter transfer hype or whatever, transfer train, whatever I called it. It's so easy for people to just start speculating what's going on. Oh my God, he didn't play the first game. And I mean, I tweeted that I didn't see him out with a running back group. Then my videographer, Jared Jansen at JJ Sports Video 15, he texted me and said, hey, Kareem's down here in sweatpants. And then I tweeted it. So credit to Jared Jansen for actually relaying that info. But yes, he's hurt. Zone defense looked average at best today, says Rword 616. For Masterfuls, I don't think any of us are saying pull Wilton, but this is more so looking at his miscues and how they translate into bigger games. And I can understand that too, because I mean, just segment it. Okay, he had some mistakes against Florida. Florida is a much better team than Cincinnati, at least supposedly. Maybe Cincinnati just maybe really got up today too. I mean, these kind of games are really hard. It's one thing or the other. Did Michigan not go in there? Was Cincinnati underrated? Did Michigan go, you know, nonchalant attitude in Cincinnati? You know, the running backs said they were going to shock the world. I mean, they almost did. They made it a lot more competitive than I even expected. So, Wes Weber says, statistically in both games, Michigan is significantly better running on 3rd and 10 than passing. And I'll take your word for that, Wes, because I know that you are breaking down all these stats. And that sounds right to me. For Masterful says, or wait, ball in 205. Wilton's main problem is the high throws. Yep, that one to DPJ, too. That was a first down. That was high and behind. DPJ tried to grab it with one hand. For Masterful says, I'm looking at his previous big games versus Wisconsin, Ohio State, Florida State, and Florida. I thought he was decent against Florida State and Ohio State. You're not in either of those games without Wilton Spate, are you? I mean, even Florida, and they won. You're not in, you're in Wisconsin too. I mean, you're not in any of those games without Wilton Spate. You just aren't. I think he will be a big, for Masterful says, I think he will be a Big Ten game winner, but not a big game winner. And yet, I mean, he's not a proven big game winner. I give you that. Expect any starters to change against Air Force, Jake Vandermeer. Early to say right now, you know, we'll get some more Monday. I don't expect, no, I don't expect that. I figure the first 2 or 3 weeks, if there are, maybe this is the last week, but I don't think they're going to sit around for 4 or 5 weeks and try to find out what works best. I think that they have a pretty good idea of that. In these first 2, 3 weeks, you know, you can play around with that. But I don't think once you start getting to week 4, week 5, unless there's an injury or unless just there's some guy who's so good you can't deny him. But I mean, as of right now, I think Michigan, excuse me, I think Michigan knows what it has, pretty much, put it that way. Mason Cole looked good again today. Yes, Wes, he did. Mason Cole, just steady. Steady as ever. Wes Weber also says new passing game coordinator. Pep will get him up to speed. Four Masterfuls. Grant Perry is an awesome slot wide receiver. Is his eligibility up? No, he's a junior. Pretty sure. Grant Perry, if you guys want to talk about Grant Perry, how big has Grant Perry been? If you look at just redemption wise, you know, I mean, he was in the doghouse. He went through that whole case and he spun that ball. Harbaugh did not like that. And all Grant Perry's doing is making big plays, a wide receiver. That touchdown from Spade, he caught it, I think it was at the right hash, and then just cut down. That was all Grant. And it was a good throw from Wilton. That was all Grant Perry. Yeah, because he was a true freshman in 2015, I remember, because that was out at the Utah game. That was the first time, you know, we saw him. I thought he was good late in that game. Yeah, he's a junior. Back to you guys' questions, guys. Adam Walney, how come Kareem and Oliver Martin didn't dress? I don't know why Oliver didn't, but Kareem didn't because he's injured. Carlos Gilliam, wait until Big Ten season. We will roll. He's a junior, Grant Perry. Yes, Carlos. I was thinking redshirt sophomore for a quick second, and then I was like, no way, 2015, true freshman against Utah. Grant Perry was getting to the end zone after that catch. Ran with a purpose, says Wes Weber. Yes, he did. Four Masterfuls, two key catches in both games this year. The big one against Florida in the opening drive of the third. Craig Ashcraft, the O-line coaches have time to have these guys gel young. And Craig, yes, I wrote a column. It should be posting any minute now. Check it out on FanRag Sports at FanRagU, or at FanRag underscore U rather, and at FanRag Sports. It's basically the premises right side of the line needs to get right. And we've kind of talked about this. I think Michigan's already demonstrated it has the makings of a pretty good run game. And again, against Florida, Michigan ran the ball 49 times. Tonight, or today, 37 times, and 20 of those came from Ty Isaac. So I think running game, what it show is that there's a grinder back there, heavy carry grinder, and if that's going to be Ty Isaac, that's going to be Ty Isaac, and the defenses are going to have, you know, a fun time trying to bring him down. But yeah, other than that, I mean, like I said, sorry, I kind of trailed off there reading these comments. The receivers, there's something there with the receivers. There's something there with the running back. Look at the left, the offensive line from Kugler over to Mason Cole. There's something there. There's something there with the tight ends. What's there on the right side of the line with Onwenu and Nolan Aluzio at right tackle? Onwenu right guard, Aluzio right tackle. That's my question. Because I think we've seen enough. Maybe not enough. We've seen Brandon Watson. He's got like four pass breakups already. A couple, you know, obviously saved big plays. Josh Metellus has been pretty good. Tyree Kennell's been pretty good. Levert Hill he's still learning. David Long still learning. They're not bad. We all know about the D-line and the linebackers. I mean, there are a lot of aspects of this team to where you can say, all right, if it can get good, I can see it becoming, kind of a complete well-rounded team. But it can't have all of that without, I think, the offensive line is, you got to have that. I mean, how long did Michigan not have a good offensive line? I feel like that was the MO under Rich Rod, that was under the, under Brady. Robert Cialone, how late am I? Late, Robert, I'm getting ready to shut it down. If you have some questions, though, fire them away, I'll get them in there. What's going on with Chris Evans? Needs more touches, says Boss 6268. Why does there have to be something going on with Chris Evans? What's going on with Ty Isaac? Ty Isaac's running really well. That's the thing. Why everything's always like doom and gloom with everybody. Kareem Walker's not transferring. He was hurt. Chris Evans didn't get a lot of carries today because Ty Isaac was almost impossible to stop. It makes sense. I'm not trying to call you out. I'm just saying, like, that's how I think it. That makes more sense than asking what's wrong with Chris Evans. Ask, wow, what's going on with Ty Isaac? 20 minutes. Never mind, Robert Cialone. I have time, man. You can ask a couple questions. Craig Ashcraft, I believe the big house had an effect, jitters on this young team. And maybe, I mean, and again, guys, this is for a lot of these guys, this is their second college football game. And they were in high school last year. And they're starting. Or playing significant reps. Or they're 2 years out of high school. I mean, like I said, a lot of these guys, it can't be a crutch. It is something that has to be, I guess, used as a reminder. It's not a crutch. Michigan's already burned that card right there. They can't say young that they've already dismissed that whole thing this year. They can't backtrack on it now. Players can't backtrack on it now. Age does not matter, is what Donovan Peoples-Jones said. Khalik Hudson said similar things. A lot of guys have said the same thing. Experience, though, is a little bit different, and they have to get some experience. They're all capable of playing the position. I think that, like I said, the right side of the offensive line right now is the big concern on my end. Ty Isaac's been very good, no complaints, but when he runs, he looks just like a tight end. Body so much. Jonathan Gray, he's picking up yards. Carlos Gilliam, Jim Harbaugh now knows what he's doing. Relax, win and get better before Big Ten season. Carlos, I agree. Four Masterfuls, I expect us to be much sharper offensively versus Air Force. If not, then more questions will loom. And that'd be fair. Because, okay, now, 3 weeks in, now what's going on? Because supposedly, you hear stuff in training camp, things are starting to click. And a lot of this is cyclical. I mean, you hear, because it's the same process every year, so you're going to get similar answers depending on what's going on. Clicking is a relative term. How much are you clicking? Okay, well, we're doing well right now. That's the whole thing. I mean, you just have to look at it just time spent. I mean, that's the only way I can explain it. Time spent. The more they play together, the better they have to get better. Robert Cialone, Adam, what will we ever do with the subpar play Wilton Spate? In my honest opinion, they should have given the keys to Peters and O'Korn to light a fire under Spate. Thoughts? Ooh, Robert. No, I don't agree with any of that. I think they did light a fire under Wilton when he put John O'Korn in there after those two pick sixes, just like boom, yanked him. I think that sent a message. That surprised me, actually. Boss 6268, is Jim or Drevno calling the plays? I don't know. I'm assuming we haven't really gone over what's. I'm assuming Jim has heavy involvement in everything. But as the offensive coordinator, that's a question I ask Monday. The stream on my laptop is being slow, but it's working on my phone. Is everything all good on your guys' end? Like no hiccups or anything, all smooth audio, smooth video. Any answers out there? Because my internet did, I don't know what's, I just got this X1 thing and it screwed up my internet. It's a 0.5 frequency now and it's like my phone will get it. I have to get an adapter for my laptop because it won't pick up my home network or something. It's some stupid tech stuff that I don't really understand. So, yeah, it's, I don't know what's going on with it, guys. It just went out. It shows that the video is gone and there's no internet connection, but it's still working on the phone. So we're going to wrap it up. I appreciate everybody watching the live stream on YouTube and listening on iTunes or watching these. Let me start over. I appreciate everyone watching on YouTube. I appreciate everybody listening on iTunes, Google Play, Blog Talk Radio, the FanRag Sports Radio channel. Follow me on Twitter at AdamBiggers81. Follow FanRag Sports at FanRag underscore U and at FanRag Sports. I'm reading your guys' comments right now. So the audio was good. The stream was perfect. Good. I'm glad to hear it. And again, Mitten at Mitten Sports MI. That's the Sports in the Mitten podcast on Twitter. And like us on Facebook. Search us, Sports in the Mitten. Thanks everybody for watching. Thomas Bendit and I will be together on for a two-man show tomorrow night at approximately 8 p.m. Eastern. So if you're able to watch then, we'll address some more questions. We'll talk more, about the coming week. We'll do the preview show for Air Force on Wednesday, and trying to get into a regular schedule now that we're a couple weeks into the season. So thanks again everybody for watching. I appreciate it. Matt the Destroyer for Masterfuls. Jeremy, Shawn Michaels, stay safe, man. Thanks a lot, guys. Have a good one.